lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our subject in this study right now is titled The Church and Politics. We need to understand, as the children of God, we need to stand up for what is right. We need to do what is right. We need to let other people know what is right. And we look into the Word of God to find out what is right and how we are to present what we know to be right according to the Word of God. When 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we read this last time, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, I'll not read it again. In those verses, Paul admonishes Timothy in the proper etiquette, or in other words, the rules of acceptable behavior for a preacher. As I said before, worldly preachers bypass the cross. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, it says, For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Many people today preach everything when they're standing in the pulpit. They preach everything other than the gospel. They fail to give the plan of salvation. They will tell people about their vacations. They'll tell people of what new clothes they have. They'll tell people about what's going on in their lives. I'm speaking of preachers. Instead of telling people about thus saith the Lord, instead of saying Jesus Christ came into this world, sinless. He left this world after he died on the cross of Calvary. He left this world after he shed his blood. He left this world after he rose from the dead. He left this world and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And that preacher who stands today and does not tell people that thus saith the Lord, that Jesus saves, that preacher who stands today, that so-called preacher of God who stands and says anything other than Jesus Christ saves, that is a false prophet. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 says, For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And Philippians chapter 3 and verse 18 says, For many walk, of whom I have told you often, Paul says, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says this, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. There's people today who have claimed to be saved, and they seem to have turned against God. Well, they never was for him. They're speaking against him now. They never were. They didn't believe in him in the first place. They were just simply using him for monetary gain, whatever, I don't know. But whatever they've done it for, it's sin. And they need to get things right with God. They need to get saved. Ask Jesus Christ into their heart. Worldly preachers refuse to call sin, sin. I've heard preachers stand and they'll say, Well, I don't have to tell people about sin. They already know about sin. They need to be warned of sin, I tell you. The Bible says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Psalm 69 and verse 5 says, O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. People need to understand that God sees us, that God knows our lives. Preachers need to stand and they need to tell people what sin is. Sin is sin, and sin brings forth death. Well, not only does the worldly preacher withhold the naming of sin from the lost, the worldly preacher also withholds naming sin of the saved. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 2 says this, But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. I believe that our country is in the condition it is right now because people of God are not in politics. They're not telling people, thus saith the Lord. They're not standing up for God. They're not voting for the people who stand for God. They're not voting for people who have the moral necessity to tell people that I'm going to do right and I am doing right because I know it's right to do right. We need to turn people to God, and we need to have people in government who know right from wrong and who stand up for the right and who are against the wrong. Saved people need to get things right with God. I believe that's one of the reasons our country is in the condition it is because the people of God have let down. We have let down on God. God has not let us down. We've let Him down by not standing for Him and not standing for the right and not taking and having the backbone, the spiritual backbone that God has given us to stand up for Him. Isaiah 59 and verse 2 again says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." Get things right with God, Christian, and take part in what God has given us the responsibility to do, and that is to get involved and vote for the people who will turn this country around. Now, don't get me wrong. God is the one who's going to have to turn the country around, but He uses people. You and I need to get busy and stand up for what is right and stand up for what God has said we are to do. And that is to have people within our government system that fear God. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." That's speaking to Christians. Verse 13 goes on to say, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." The preacher needs to stand and say, "Thus saith the Lord." Speak the truth and don't be afraid of their faces. The Bible teaches us that we are to preach the Word of God. The Bible says there in the verses I just read in Titus chapter 2, "Let no man despise thee." Let no man despise thee, Christian, for speaking the truth. Do not withhold the truth. Speak boldly for the Lord. Worldly preachers are loved by the world. I might add this, that worldly preachers love the world. Compromising with the present world system, whether in philosophy, dress, or behavior, is surely one of the most prevalent characteristics of modern, quote-unquote, Christianity. This indictment of such compromise urgently needs emphasis today. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." James chapter 4 and verse 4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." John 15 and verse 19, "If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." John 17 and verse 14, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." We keep reading. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18, it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Those verses are not teaching that we're saved by works. Those verses are teaching us that we're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ and we're different. And because we are different, we do not hold hands with the world. We do not give in to the things of this world, the temptations that come along. Oh, there's many temptations today, but we are to ask God to give us the strength to withstand the things that the devil throws at us, the temptations that come along. And we are not to hold hands with the world. We are to be different. Some quote-unquote preachers will tell you and talk to you and talk to you about this word separation, and they'll tell you that people who teach that are not right, that they are legalists. Well, they need to look up and study what the word legalist is. The word legalist is one who tries to put you back under the law and tell you that you must live according to the Ten Commandments in order to go to heaven. And nobody except the Lord Jesus Christ has ever kept the Ten Commandments. You cannot keep the Ten Commandments and go to heaven. So that person that tries to tell you that you must keep the Ten Commandments or do the things of the law in order to be saved, the law is the Ten Commandments, that is a legalist. A separatist is one who tells you that you need to look like a Christian, act like a Christian, smell like a Christian, and do like a Christian because you are a Christian. You're saved and you're on your way to heaven and you're different because you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and as your Lord and Savior. And let me add quickly, as I do many times, you're not better than anyone else, Christian. You're just better off because you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you're on your way to heaven. Now, the Bible teaches us that we're to come out from among them. That does not mean that we're not to be in this world. We are in this world. And as long as we're here, saved person, we're to tell other people about Jesus Christ, His love, of how He wants everyone in this world to be saved and go to heaven, to see Him one day personally, and to say, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." Well, worldly preachers do a lot of things. Worldly preachers tell people what they want to hear instead of telling them what they need. Yeah, of course, this attitude of people wanting to hear what they want to hear and not hearing something they need is not something new. Because we read in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 through 11, it says that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, "See not," and to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." In other words, don't make us uncomfortable, preacher. Don't make us squirm. Stop confronting us with the standards of a holy God. You and I need to pray for our preacher, our pastor. We need to pray that God would give him the holy boldness that he needs to stand and proclaim, "Thus saith the Lord." We need to pray that God would hold him up, give him the health that he needs. Give him the health so he can carry on the job that God has given him, that he would cry forth and spare not and tell people of their wicked ways. Tell us, "Thus saith the Lord." And if we squirm, then that means that God is touching our hearts and we need to do something, that God is speaking to our hearts separately, individually, and we need to do what He wants us to do. We need to get things right with God, Christian, and we need to stand up for Him today and tell people, "Thus saith the Lord." And we need to get busy in our country and pray the fire of God down on this country, that this country would turn to Him and we could be called a Christian country who is serving the Lord Jesus Christ and telling others how they too can serve the Lord Jesus Christ and one day see Him personally in person in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.